The master schedule, after the collaborative process of sales and operations planning, creates a unified forecast after input from partners using CPFR registered trademark or an equivalent, and after input from DRP and other actual demand sources such as direct customer orders. Master scheduling, MS, creates a master production schedule that will commit the company to produce specific products on particular dates. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the master schedule as a format that includes time periods, dates, the forecast, customer orders, projected available balance, available to promise, and the master production schedule. It takes into account the forecast, the production plan, and other important considerations such as backlog, availability of material, availability of capacity, and management policies and goals. Exhibit 2-29 revisits the manufacturing planning and control overview to show where master scheduling, plus a key output, the master production schedule, fits within the process. Exhibit 2-29, Manufacturing Planning and Control System. While the planning so far has worked only with aggregate supply and demand for product families, the master scheduling process disaggregates the product family data into specific units of individual products. Master scheduling considers current inventory levels, forecasts, demand plans, and order backlogs to decide how much of each item to produce. Master scheduling also determines weekly production dates based on the monthly projections in the production plan. Exhibit 2-30, Master Scheduling Grid, Source, APIX Master Planning of Resources, version 3.1, calculating the PAB. Prior to the demand time fence, the calculation is as follows, with an example from period 1 in the exhibit. After the DTF, the calculation is as follows, with an example from period 6. Exhibit 2-31. Master Scheduling Grid, Available to Promise, ATP. Several methods are used to compute available to promise depending on whether or not the inventory is perishable. Perishables cannot be promised into future periods, while other methods allow unused inventory or backlogs to be carried forward. The example that follows shows the most basic method, the non-cumulative, discrete method. This method is used for perishable products, in other words, those with an expiration date, such as milk, vegetables, pharmaceuticals, or beer. Beer, for example, has a 6-month time frame. Other methods factor in inventory from prior periods or the backlog. Exhibit 2-32, Master Scheduling Grid. ATP for the first period of the planning horizon is calculated as follows. For all other periods in which there is an NPS, the ATP does not include inventory on hand, so the formula is as follows, with an example from period 3 of the exhibit.